76-0. That was the final score of the Howard football team's loss at Boston College last weekend. Howard wasn't the only team from the FCS, Division I football's lower tier, to lose to an opponent from the upper tier FBS. Tennessee Martin lost to Ole Miss 76-3, and Alcorn State fell to Georgia Tech 69-6. College football fans probably know that elite teams often open their seasons against weaker opponents, but what they might not know is that when that happens, money changes hands. Lots of it. David Blackburn is the athletic director at Chattanooga. David, welcome to Only a Game.
Hey, Bill. And by the way, I was at University of Tennessee for 22 years, so I was on the FBS side until 2 years ago. So I get both sides.
We're going to get to that. But first of all, tell me, what is a guarantee game?
Typically what it means is that you contract with a school and they guarantee you a certain amount of money to make that game, you know, occur.
Chattanooga has visited at least one opponent from college football's upper tier each year since 2001. Your department gets $500,000 for a game at Florida State this year, another $500,000 for a game at Alabama next year. How important are those matchups to your department's financial health?
Great question. They're very important because that's a lot of money, you know, for our budget. Our budget is right at $16 million. It's not so crucial that it's life-threatening, but it certainly helps us out. The big schools look at it as a chance to get a, you know, win that might help catapult them into a bowl game. If you hit six wins and you are a Power 5 league, for example, you're going to get a bowl bid. So it's sexy for them in that regard. So it's a win-win, really, for both sides, I think. And our kids look forward to playing that, you know, that competition. And every now and again, we compete.
Where does the money from these games go? These $500,000 checks, does that all go right back into the football program, or are you supporting other sports on campus?
We disperse it among the department, but we try to make sure that football gets a huge portion of that because they're the ones having to earn that.
Mm-hmm.
So most of it goes back to football, but a lot of it goes toward general operating, which at our level helps.
Is there ever any worry that fans who have paid for tickets to see these games are going to say, oh, man, I don't want to see these guys play Alabama. This is just going to be a slaughter.
It's actually the opposite. Our student-athletes look forward to it because it's a stage that they know they're going to be on the SEC Network or Big Ten Network. The fans like seeing the high-powered opponent. Whether they match up or not is somewhat irrelevant. It becomes a fun event for us. That's a good thing. We recruit to that. We tell them they're going to get to play against, you know, some really, really good teams, and it helps us morale, recruiting, and certainly financial.
All right. Now, just in my final question, I want to get down to something very specific. Chattanooga visits ninth-ranked Florida State in November. Can you help me out with this? I mean, for fun purposes only, of course, there'd be no betting involved, but how do you like Chattanooga's chances?
Well, that's a great question. I think more people are asking, how dumb is the athletic director at Chattanooga, which would be me, because we've got them in 15, we've got Alabama in 16, we've got LSU in 17. And then we've got Kentucky in 18. But the truth is we can drive to those games and save money, and they treat us so well. When we come to these places, they compete hard, but they do treat us with great respect, and we appreciate that.
David Blackburn is the athletic director at Chattanooga. David, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.